And we're rolling.
Welcome.
Oh, excuse me.
And we're rolling.
Welcome.
Welcome back to Blessing on This Podcast, where my name is Jerry.
My name is Meredith.
And my name is Charity.
And we're ever so happy to have you back with us.
Ever so.
I can't do that. We're glad you're here.
This is our theme song. I don't know if she had to record it first.
Oh.
Okay. Hit it.
Right?
This is our theme song.
Well, bless.
You're so talented. Charity, would you like to lead us in a word of prayer?
I would love to lead us in a word of prayer. Let's start there. Lord, thank you so much for these girls and for this time and these discussions that we're able to have that continue to sharpen us and hopefully, you know, encourage anyone who's listening in to know that they're not alone. That we all have a lot of the same struggles, but yet we know, Lord, that you are God, and we know that you are walking with us through every time we hurt, through all of the joys, through all the pains, through all of it. You are there with us, and you are guiding us, and you are loving us. We love you. We pray that you would guide this conversation, and it is in your name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. So, I was having a this is Jerry, by the way. Hello.
You were so unrecognizable.
I know. I even knew who it was. I was having a conversation with my pastor, and he mentioned, and this is not just singles, this is just everybody across the board, that on average, people attend Sunday church once a month. So 1/4, basically, of the month, of the Sundays that are in the church, people go to. And at first, I was kind of shocked. I was like, that's really not great attendance. Because growing up, we never missed a church. We never missed a day. If the church was open, we were there. But that was because my mama made sure it happened. Mm-hmm. And, you know, mom was, unless you're throwing up or have a fever, you're going to church. And then when I stopped and thought about my time now, I'm like, I'm one of those people. You know, it's very easy for me to, and especially because my church is kind of a bit of a distance from where I live. And I can very easily talk myself into, I'm too tired. Mm-hmm. Oh, this happened yesterday. Oh, I've got to do this today. Oh, I'm going to go with my sister. And the reason I go with my sister is because there's someone else there to go with me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it got me thinking, too, as a single person, how hard it is to have that accountability.
Yes.
Because you know there's not really anyone there mm-hmm. who's going to miss you, for lack of a better term. Yeah. Especially when everyone else is so sporadic with their attendance.
Yeah.
They don't know if you're there or not. They don't know if maybe you were there last week and maybe you're not this week. Like,
yeah.
They don't know what your schedule is. And so no mm-hmm. one's really there to kind of keep you, like I said, accountable to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so I don't know if it was in this discussion, but another discussion, because we had talked about wanting to start a singles group, if that was something that our church was ready for. And my biggest suggestion that I brought to the table was almost like a buddy system. You know, that you check in with another singles person who just maybe text you and say, hey, are you going to be at church this mm-hmm. morning? Like,
yeah.
What does that look like? Having a single person not feel like they're entering a church alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so that they have someone else there with them. You know, when you're with your family, you have someone to sit with naturally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have someone who is going to check in with you and be like, hey, why aren't we going to church? You know, I mean, that's why I went to my other church for so long, is because I had family there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was finally when my family left, I was like, why am I here? This isn't my church anymore, I don't feel. And so it just kind of got me thinking of how as single people, we can either be more accountable to each other, we can work on our attendance more, because it's so easy for me to mm-hmm. just not go to church.
Because you know you're not going to be missed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But not even just, well, that, but it's mm-hmm. so easy because I'm just lazy. But I also know that no one's going to call me out on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right.
You know, whereas I don't have Frances going,
right.
Hey, why aren't you
yeah.
at church?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which sometimes she does do that. She yeah. finds out I haven't gone.
Right. But it's like we show up to work when we have to work.
Exactly.
Because yeah. that's...
Someone's going to say
yeah.
something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I do think that we need to mention that there are people, like I have a really good friend who she actually doesn't want to talk to anybody at church.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. her thing is she wants to go be left alone, that's her time with the Lord. And she doesn't want yeah. to sit with anyone that she knows or
yeah.
I mean, so I get that if that's you. And she's actually someone who goes every single Sunday. Like, she is not someone who misses. But I think for most of us, we need somebody that knows whether or not.
Well, and it's not even someone I have to have a full conversation with. Like, because when I'm there, obviously, I want to be paying attention to the sermon and worshiping.
But is it more of a personal commitment as opposed to, or is it kind of like when you're trying to work out? And it's like, if I don't have an accountability partner, then I'm not going to go work out.
I think it's part of that. I mean, and here's the thing. Like, I'll even go in late. And every time I've gone to church, I've gone and not wanted to. Mm-hmm. I know when I get there, I'm going to be blessed. Yeah. Like, I know. And now that even happened, like, a couple of weeks ago. I was super late. I was so close to not even going in. I get there, and they start talking about relationships and different type of, you know, intimacy versus superficial relationships. Mm-hmm. And I was like, God, why did you bring me here after all this hoopla this morning? And now I got to listen to this. Well, it also turned out, it also, obviously he correlated it between having a deep relationship with God versus a, you know. And so it finally got there. But at the beginning I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Right.
I was this close to not coming in.
Right.
But I did. And so I always know that even if I struggle that morning with coming in.
Yeah.
That I'm going to be blessed by it. And I'm going to experience something.
And also, in just hearing what you had to say, I feel like that I do the thing of, what am I going to get out of it?
Yeah.
You know? And I think that church, that's not really how we should look at church. We should look at, I'm supposed to be there for a reason. There's somebody I'm supposed to talk to. Yeah. There's, I will say, just like what you said, Jerry, I feel like that when I have had a Sunday school class, which is why I'm actually a big proponent of Sunday school classes on Sunday mornings. But I felt like when I had a Sunday school class where people, I mean, they take attendance. So they're going, no, and I'm not there.
Oh my gosh, I haven't done that forever.
It's been a long time. Yeah.
And so, but that was always a big motivator because I knew somebody was going to be texting me.
Right.
Yeah. After church going, where were you today? We're so worried about you.
Yeah.
I was just a lazy heathen and did not get out of bed. But, so, I think, like you said, having people that you can sit with.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if it correlates into, that's why you need to build into people's lives at your church. Mm-hmm. Is that you need people, even if you don't sit with them, someone that's going to go, well, where was Sherry today? Yeah. Did anybody see her?
Mm-hmm.
And I also think it's probably our culture a bit, too, of we're so against any kind of legalism.
Yeah.
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 Heaven forbid we should be legalistic about going to church.
Right. Yeah.
That is so wrong.
Yeah.
But I also think, especially for those of us that have grown up in church, because we were there all the time.
Yeah.
It is kind of like when you're an adult and you're free.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well.
I don't have to be there all the time.
Right. But I also know parents now, you know, that they got out of church and then they have kids. Well, they want to get their kids in church, but because they haven't cultivated the element into their own lives of we go to church, then it becomes really hard. You keep saying that's what you want to do, but you sleep in every Sunday morning. Yeah. And I think we're so, especially people with kids, like they're up at 6 o'clock on Saturday morning to take their kid to a soccer game.
Yeah. Right.
That's exhausting.
It's a lot of times Sunday can be our only day.
Our day of rest.
Yeah. But I think we've misconstrued that term.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
I mean, it isn't that we're lazy on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's that we're resting in the Lord and that we take that time to honor Him and to worship Him.
Yeah.
Well, and I also found, so the church I used to go to is a lot closer. And so at one point I was like, well, I just won't go to my church, but I'll go to my old church. And then I was like, now I'm just going to church just to say I went to church.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and it just kind of became, it came a legalistic thing.
Yes.
It was, I wasn't going because I thought it would be a blessing. I'd go, I went because I'd feel guilty if I didn't go.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And then I also think, which I'm grateful for, the fact that a lot of times churches are online, streamed online or their podcast. It makes it even easier to not go. I'm like, I'll just let's do it online. Yeah. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Which I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I definitely think there's a reason why that was created. I think it's a blessing. I think it's good.
Oh, absolutely.
But I also think, you know, we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, but we can't be surrounded by them if we're not with them.
Right.
So I do think there is something to be said for being in service with other believers.
Mm-hmm.
I think the streaming and the podcast are good for, you know, people who can't make it to church.
Yes.
People
if you're sick. And you don't want to infect the whole world by coming to church.
When you're passing the pace, you don't want to pass the church. You know, and also I love podcasts because then, especially if it's a good one, you know, in the rare, not the rare case, sorry.
The rare case, there was a good sermon on there.
In the situation where there's a good one and maybe you didn't get all the information you wanted,
right.
You can re-listen. Like, I do think those are great resources.
Right.
But I think they're meant to be resources and not your main form of worship.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Unless, like we said, you can't go in.
No, for sure.
You know, that's a whole other situation. Yeah. That is not anything that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
People who just, like, health-wise cannot make it in.
Right.
Like, that is completely different form of grace, and I completely understand that. But people like me, there's no excuse for it.
Right. Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I should be in church.
Right.
And I do think you need that accountability and that connection with other people in, even if it's in service, because I do feel like I can be in my car and praise and worship like nobody's business. But I was helping leading last Sunday, and I looked out of the congregation and I saw this woman she had her arms raised and she was just worshiping with abandon.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that focusing on her wasn't what I was supposed to be doing, but I saw
but you
her
were supposed to
and
see her.
It just warmed my heart so much. I even, like, it touched me so much. I had to tell her afterwards. I was
really?
Like, it was the most freeing thing I've ever seen. You looked so, like, it fed
it
me.
Genuine.
It really did.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I do think we get fed by other people.
We do.
You know, and I think we do miss that when we don't go.
Yeah.
So I am a very big fan of going to church. It's just, you know, in the morning, it's harder to convince myself. And I do live in the, like, I remember one Sunday I went in there and I was like, is everybody here in a couple? Like, are they all in couples and I'm just standing here by myself? And that was hard. And it's not the truth. There were other non-couples.
Right.
But it was just kind of where my mind went. Once again, not where my mind should have been because it should have been in worship.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm human and my mind tends to wander like that. So I do think there needs to be some sort of partnership or some sort of built-in relationship where, and that's also why I've started to reach out more, like, and check in with people, and when I, because I'm also that person that likes to just get out right afterwards and not have to make small talk, but it's nice to just introduce myself and to talk to people because I know if someone else is there and they're new and they're by themselves, that makes the connection here for them to come back, you know?
And I think it's probably your preference to, like, if that's something that you know, I really need accountability. Like, I need someone there that's going to hold me accountable. Or if it's something else, like, you need to cultivate better habits. Like, you need to cultivate a better habit of getting, I mean, that's like me with, you know, exercising. It's like, I have to cultivate that habit. And I have to, and so on those mornings, when I'm laying there and I'm like, oh, it's pouring down rain. I just want to stay cuddled up in my bed and sleep in because for whatever reason I woke up at 6 o'clock on Saturday morning and couldn't go back to sleep. And there truly isn't. I don't know if it's the devil or what it is, but there's something about Sunday mornings for me that is just like, you don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and so it real, but just like with exercise, I have to make myself do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it,
but
I have to make myself and just create those better habits. But yeah, but I totally agree. If I don't have an obligation, not an obligation there, but if I don't know that I'm going to be noticed, that my absence is going to be noticed, then it's like,
it makes it real easy not.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So what is another, besides accountability, would there be another way? Because the other thing about accountability is still putting, not the pressure, but the responsibility on someone else. Like, how can I take ownership? Is it just a grab it and go, like, take the ownership and leave? Or is there something, like, what do you guys suggest can be done?
Well, I think, first of all, know what you can do on a Sunday morning. If you know, I mean, if your dream is to go to the 8 o'clock early service, but you know you're never going to do that. And so once
you're talking to me right now, I think you're talking to me right now.
But, and so every Sunday it's like, well, I'm going to get up. But if you can't make it to the 8 o'clock service, well, then you're just not going to go.
Yeah.
Because then your whole day's gone. If you go to the 11 o'clock mm-hmm. service, you know, yeah. know what you can actually do.
That yeah. makes sense.
That's good. Yeah.
So, you know, mm-hmm. set that. Because most of us have churches that have multiple.
Ours doesn't. We have the one service.
Oh, she got the one?
But it's at 10:30.
See,
There's no reason. Like, that. I was in the same conversation with my pastor. He was like, yeah, I'm thinking about maybe doing a Saturday evening because it'll be easier. And I'm like, 10:30 is not hard to get to.
Right.
Like, 10:30 is doable. And 10:30 is still even a suggestion at our church. Like, yeah. it doesn't necessarily start right on time. I'm like, I feel like people would be okay. I would be mm-hmm. fine if mm-hmm. I got there on time. Yeah. I just never do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know. But you're right. You're right. I mean, picking your battles, really, mm-hmm. you know?
Knowing what you can actually do and something.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of like, I keep coming back to this, but it's kind of like what diet you're on or your exercise. It's like, you have to be realistic
yeah. mm-hmm.
as to what you can actually do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what you'll be committed to, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. yeah.
And if you're going to be, if you know that getting up is hard for you and rest is something that you need, because I live a very busy lifestyle that I'm constantly working on not being as busy, but sometimes that gets hard for me to get up so early on a Sunday morning because
you're like really late the night before.
Well,
and
not necessarily. It's just that I have to get up early every single right. morning and my body gets tired of it. You know, and if that's the case, maybe make sure that your Saturdays are a day yeah. you can sleep in, or make yeah. sure you have time that you know when you come home from church you can take a little nap.
Right. Yeah. I know. I look so forward. This is awful. I look forward on Sunday, so when I get up, I know I'm going to nap that afternoon.
But I think that's okay.
That's
totally fine.
I'm, like, yeah. I'm so excited to praise Jesus, yeah. but also, ooh, there's something about a Sunday afternoon nap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, two, I think that's fine. Like, if that's what motivates you to get up
mm-hmm.
and be like, but I'm going to sleep later.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But yeah. I'm going to get my Jesus in for the meantime.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also, because one of the things that I am pretty serious about, although obviously there are a few exceptions to this, like if there's an event or something going on a Saturday morning, but I'm super protective of my Saturday mornings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm like, after a long week yeah. where I've worked really hard, I need to be able to catch up on some sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, because I used to be someone that always met people for breakfast mm-hmm. and did all that, and then I realized I hate doing this, and yeah. and I need a day.
Yeah.
Because I do find that if I do have something going on a Saturday morning, it's like, well, I'll just sleep in tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you also, I think the day before, kind of mm-hmm. like, I think you have to plan for it.
Yeah,
because
I
kind of get in my mind of, I'm not going tomorrow, mm-hmm. instead of just planning that, like, mm-hmm. you get to Saturday yeah. evening, and it's, I'm going to church tomorrow.
It's like Monday yeah. morning, you know you're going to go to
That's
work.
Right. Yeah, yeah you're not going to not, go to church. Yeah, you're not going to yeah. go to work on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, how about you're not going to not go to church on Sunday?
yeah. Well, and for me, too, like, I was about to say, I don't have anything during the week. That's not true. I do have a Bible study on Monday nights. But, you know, when I was younger, and there was a difference in my relationship with Christ, then as I grew up, I found out that my relationship was very much dependent on others people's relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, I was fed through other people
sure,
feeding
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
But when I was younger, anytime the church was open, I was there. Now, mm-hmm. granted, that was partly my mom, but it was also because I wanted to be there. Because
right.
my friends were there. Because
right.
that's where yeah. everything yeah. was.
Yeah.
And because I was fed that way. Well, I don't have that as much when I'm older. And I think that's just a natural progression of
yeah.
life. Mm-hmm. You know, there's not that many opportunities for older humans to have,
yeah.
Church activity. Excuse me. Sorry. I'm making a lot of noise with a chair. But so I do think it's important for when there is something for me to be at, I need to be there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, because yeah. I do need to. Even though I'm not being fed through other people's relationships, like I have found my own personal relationship with Christ, I still seek knowledge and I still seek that wisdom from someone who's
yeah.
mm-hmm. more of a biblical scholar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Jason is he's very good at taking scripture and just being very, I don't know if this is the right word, expletive? No.
No, that's not the that right word.
He doesn't do that.
No, expounds?
He does good explanations.
There you go. There you go.
He gives really good historical context. He gives good basic information for the scripture itself, which I find, I love. I love that information. And so I do thrive and enjoy when I go because I know I'm going to get I'm going to get information.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I'll get it even when I listen to the podcast or if I listen to the service afterwards. But you are where two or more people are gathered. It's scripture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we've talked about that we are living in an age to where we're becoming more and more isolated.
Yes.
And the church has to be contrary to that.
Yes. Yes.
And I think that, too, we take it for granted, just like we do everything else. We take it for granted that we live in a country where I can go and worship with other believers.
Yes. Freely and openly.
Yes. Yeah. As opposed to people that are in other countries that are doing church, you know, underground or whatever it may be, in secret, they know the value of meeting with other believers.
Yes. Yes.
And because we here, it's like, it's just an option.
Yeah.
I can go or I cannot go. Mm-hmm. I think we've lost a lot of the value. And another thing is, like, the Bible commands us.
It does.
To gather with other believers.
It does. Like, we need it.
Yes.
Yeah. Need it.
You know, and I have a good friend who, she is very, very, very diligent about going every single Sunday. But one of the things that she's always told me, she goes, but Meredith, I always get something out of it.
Uh-huh.
There's never a time when I haven't gotten something.
Yeah.
Because I went.
Yeah. And I always know that. Like, even the Sunday that I struggled with going and then got there and he was given a, you know, sermon about relationships with, you know, couples. And I was like.
And you immediately thought, I was like, see, this is why I should stay home.
But then I left going,
exactly.
That was such a great sermon.
Exactly.
But it's true. So and I do always think that. I do always go, I don't, and maybe there will be a time, I don't know, but I don't feel like I've experienced a time where I have gone into a place of worship and not experienced something.
Mm. Right.
Maybe it wasn't the sermon. Maybe it wasn't the singing. Maybe it was just literally being in a house of worship, in a place of worship where the Spirit had been entered in with everyone else. And it was just a feeling of, I'm at complete peace right now.
100%
like,
agree.
This is exactly where I need to be. Mm-hmm. Even if I have no clue what you just said to me, pastor person. Like, I don't even remember it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I do feel the peace that I don't feel any other day.
Right.
Or even the moment that I step outside. Because the moment I step outside, it's like, I need to go grocery shopping. I need to get ready for the week. I need to do this.
Yeah.
But that moment, it's literally all I have to do is be here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm one of the other preachers, pastors that I had, she would always start kind of, we're going to now enter a time of worship. And she goes, and it's, I know it's been a crazy morning. If you've had family, if you're, you know, if you're, it's a crazy morning for me. Mm-hmm. I only got my person to get dressed. And people have fought. She goes, but now it's a time to just let go. And it's true. You're able to. And there is something beautiful about that.
One of the things when I went to the same church as Meredith that I always loved that he did, he started every sermon where he gave everyone just a couple minutes of quiet silence to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me was like breathing after such a busy, crazy week. It just was. And then all of a sudden your heart is ready to receive the rest of the worship service.
Mm-hmm.
It was just powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what they'll, well, the church I go to now doesn't, but the one that I did in Franklin, like every Sunday, they would say, and now let's prepare our hearts and mind for worship. Yeah. And it was, I think it was actually like when the acolytes would bring in the light, but it was just music was playing and no one was speaking.
Yeah.
They were just bringing the candles in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a moment to kind of go, everything else, there's literally nothing else I can do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let me just focus in on this.
Right.
And receive whatever God wants me to receive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
Pretty great. Now I was going to say on the opposite end of this, if you are someone that doesn't struggle going to church, you go regularly and you notice that someone hasn't been there in a while, you know, reach out to them. If you have a way to contact them, it means a lot. Like a couple of years back, I missed a lot of choir practice because in services that the choir was singing in because I was involved in a film project and I was traveling with my family. And so I was gone for about a month and a half and it was really sweet. There's one of the women, one of the ladies from choir who I don't know that well, but we happened to bump into each other after service. She came up and gave me a big hug and just said, how have you been? I know that you haven't been around in a while, and I just want you to know that you're missed when you're not here. And I could have cried. It meant so much to me that this woman who I don't know that well noticed I wasn't there, made a point to come up to me and say, we've missed you, and I hope you're doing okay. It was precious.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Those things really do.
They mean a lot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
It's because we like to know that we're missed.
We do. I mean, because it makes you feel loved. It makes you feel noticed and important.
Yeah.
And those are all things that we as human beings need.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And it helps us feel more connected.
Right.
It helps build those relationships and helps us want to go back and get to know those people more and be a part of that family.
Yeah.
Like, it is a church family.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that I think would be, is really good, and this is something that I've noticed actually, is get involved with service somehow.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means exactly, but that's like, you know, I already know in September I'm signed up for communion every Sunday. So that means I'm going to be at church every single Sunday.
You have some pretty good accountability.
When I help with worship, I'm going to be there that Sunday. Mm-hmm. You know, there are different things that you can do within the church. I'm going to sign up for helping with the kids. Like there's tons of volunteer opportunities that a church needs, you know, and I think also look for those too. You know, that will definitely keep you accountable as well and get you checked into church because, you know, you have to be there.
Right.
It'll be like your job where you don't have a choice. You gotta be there. Yeah. So I think also look for those opportunities. And obviously you don't want so many opportunities that take you away from worship. You know, that's why I love that we have volunteers who can help serve communion, you know, because I'm still going to enjoy the worship part, but then I'm also serving, you know, which is, you know, it's Jesus. That's what Jesus wanted us to do.
He did have a service heart.
Mm-hmm. So, I think that would also help as well.
No, I totally agree. And even if that just means like you're a greeter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know?
They need tons of greeters all the time, churches do. And that's another opportunity where you're not missing worship, because I know that's a huge thing for people, is they don't want to miss that moment. Mm-hmm. But ushering, greeting,
If you can sing, join the choir.
Exactly.
Yeah,
even if you can't sing, they love you in the choir.
That's
it's a joyful noise.
That's right.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Joyful noise to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's really good.
Yeah.
Because days that I'm singing with them, I'm there for a long time, but I know that I'm getting a lot of time with my church family. I'm getting a lot of time in the Word, and I'm getting a lot of time in worship.
Yeah.
And even if it's exhausting getting out of bed that early, because we're supposed to be at church, I think, at 7:15, and I live about 25 to 30 minutes away from my church, so I'm leaving really early, and I have to be fully dressed because I'm going to be in front of people, so I can't
just... Charity doesn't just roll out of bed.
Charity takes a lot of work to get ready.
Charity takes about 2 hours.
An hour and a half, but still.
Well, and in all fairness, she cooks her breakfast.
No, Charity doesn't take that long to get ready. She just needs that much time
before she leaves. Before I can leave the house. Yeah. Yes. But all that to say, there are many Sunday mornings where it is that same thing. I'm just like, I do not want to get out of bed. That alarm clock goes off so early, but I'm always so blessed when I'm there.
Oh yeah.
And I'm so, like you were saying, Jerry, I'm so thankful that I came and that I'm a part of it. And I will admit that it makes, because I have to be there so early a lot of Sundays, because I'm on the team a lot of Sundays, those ones when I'm not, it makes it really hard to get up and get there. Now, I usually go, but usually I get there late enough to where I miss the whole worship set. It's terrible. I'm on the worship team, and I'm usually there for two services, but days where I'm not singing, I almost always miss the whole worship set. But I don't even know where I was going with that. But that is a legitimate struggle, because I'm there early, you know, and then other days when I'm not, it's like some switch flips off my brain.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always, I'm always glad that I still went when I go.
And I think, too, finding the right church, you know, if you feel every Sunday you go and it seems like a dead environment, and, I mean, sometimes your lack of not wanting to go is legitimately... maybe it's not the right church.
Yeah.
So that's definitely something to pray about and to consider as well. Mm-hmm. But,
The struggle is real.
And it's okay to be human.
Yeah.
But it's good to keep yourself in check with these things.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
Because it's easy to let a month go by and be like, oh, I haven't been in church.
In all honesty, too, like, it's also good if you... don't have someone at church that can keep you accountable, reach out to somebody else who's not at your church.
That's so true.
You know, check in and go, hey, did you make it this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and at least until you find someone at your church to do that.
That's good, Jerry.
Then I just thought of it.
That was so brilliant. Good.
I was just like,
brilliant.
Meredith and Charity would be willing to be
for
like,
sure.
Hey, did you make it?
Yeah.
Did you do it?
Would.
Yeah.
I'll be your wake up call.
Jerry.
Jerry, get out of bed.
I'm a do not disturb.
Time to rise and shine.
How up Colin and sing the wake up song to you. You'd love that.
I won't listen to it. Yeah. But no, I mean, don't think that you have to be restricted to just church members. You
That's
know, if fellow believers want you to be in the church, they're going to help you.
Yeah. That's good stuff, girls.
Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.
Oh, and now we'll segue into our sharing corner, which is with me. This is Jerry. One again, by the way.
We know.
Yeah. So I'm gonna be talking about my pastor again because I do really think he's blessed by the Lord. Mm-hmm. But
yes, anointed.
Anointed.
You say.
Yes. And one sermon. He was in the sermon of talking about actually talking about the day of rest, but working and then taking the day of rest and recreation and what all that can mean. And in that sermon, he started talking, obviously, talked about the beginning of the Bible, you know, where that set in place where he took a day of rest because he had created the humans and stuff. So he was talking about the scripture of be fruitful and multiply. And I know that's kind of hard as single people to hear that because, you know, I feel like I'm not being fruitful and multiplying because it's just me happening right now. But he was talking about how, yes, humans can create... I'm sorry.
Can create humans.
Can create humans. That, yes... Okay. He was talking about how humans... Yes, that does mean that humans fruitful and multiply and have babies and create other humans and go forth. But that can also mean humans create other humans who create... you know, culture, who create cities, who it multiplies in what we can create outside of just making other humans. You know, I as a person have not made another human, mm-hmm. but I can do music. And so mm-hmm. I share that music and I share that story and I create that fruitful, I was about to say fruitful multiplication. I create that fruitful aspect of that commandment, I guess.
Yeah.
By maybe it's more for me helping to be fruitful and multiply the kingdom of heaven.
Absolutely.
You know, mm-hmm. it's not. Yes. And obviously, I'm not the one saving people. That's Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But I am taking that responsibility of sharing my gifts and sharing my talents and sharing what I have been given from Him to other people. And through that, I'm able to multiply His services and
right.
His gifts and His love
right.
to His humans.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that's what I learned from Him.
Yeah,
good. From the Lord and from my pastor.
Right. Yeah. And so how God has worked in your life, then you take that and you pass it along.
Right, exactly.
To someone else who then passes it along, who mm-hmm. then passes it along. Mm-hmm. And I think it also relates to the command that Christ gave to make disciples.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
And so we're supposed to build into each other's lives and to encourage and inspire each other.
Yeah.
To encourage and inspire mm-hmm.
each other. Mm-hmm. And everybody else and just
yep.
be fruitful, multiply, making disciples.
There you go.
Yep.
Love it.
Amen and God bless.
Amen, God bless.
Hey, BSers. Remember to check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Just type in Blessed Singleness Podcast. And you'll be able to find us.
And wherever you listen to us, we're going to just know the three R's. Rate, review, and
remember to listen.
That's the one.
Podcast.
Remember to listen. Okay. God bless.
God bless.
God bless.